And as we continue our extended news at noon, of course, I'm Tracy Morgan. Jimmy Chyprian on the phone with me. Again, as I just mentioned a moment ago, we're talking about the fire that happened over the weekend and the businesses that were affected. Now, of course, Jimmy owns Miller's Shoes, and that wasn't the focal point, but it's close enough. So we wanted to get Jimmy on the phone with us. So, Jimmy, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thanks, Tracy. I know my fans have been missing me on the radio, and I'd just like to give a shout out to everybody that for all their prayers, love, and support we've been accepting, you know, throughout this weekend. Such a devastating fire, 128-year business. I saw it going up in smoke. Luckily, it wasn't fire.
Well, we know Sir Speedy was the focal point, but how much damage did you sustain being two businesses down?
That's a substantial smoke damage and, you know, a minimal amount of water. But, I have a team of experts in here working right now. They're air purifying everything, trying to get the smoke out of the building. There's carton inventory out. Everything's being removed. We're going to start from the hopefully empty store and clean everything up and get back into business. That's our goal at this point.
So smoke damage, does that seep into the shoes? Do you have to get all new products?
They might be ionizing them. There's a lot of activity going on. They're packing shoes as we speak.
Yeah, and I was just talking with Ben Smith, and I asked him the same question that I assume you have not been in this position before, but when you own a business in such an old building, can you get the smoke out of, like, the walls and carpet? I know you just mentioned you have a team working on things, but...
They can do it. They have amazing things they're doing now. We did have a fire in 1980, a small fire in... the second and third floor units that they pumped a lot of water in. And what they did 41 years ago was amazing. But this is on top of everything. They brought in teams. I bet there's 20 people in the store right now just moving stuff and cleaning and, you know, trying to get that smoke out.
A couple of our colleagues were up above Miller's Shoes when you're announcing the parade. How much of the upper floors got damaged?
Just smoke damage.
Oh, just smoke damage. Okay.
Smoke damage. A little bit of water came through some seeping points, but I think that's maintainable. As a matter of fact, it still says media only on the door. I haven't even taken that back yet.
Have you become media, Jimmy? Have you become media?
Well, you know, I have to dress myself every day. You know,
right.
I consider myself part of the media.
I have to keep my media pass from that day, right?
Yeah, you got your pass. I could use a few extra. You know, I could cover more stories for you.
Oh,
and I really miss the people that, you know, the summer was so long with the COVID and the concert series and, you know, just me on the radio. It bothers, you know, it bothers a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And they've been sending me a lot of well support. I can't thank everybody enough. And of course, now that we're thanking people, the city firemen and Chief Switala on a fantastic job on Saturday. And they were supported by 13 finest of the fire companies in the area. I mean, men and women running everywhere, get tanks on, water, hoses. I don't know how many fire trucks I counted, but it was a lot. And then our mayor, you know, on behalf of the mayor, Mayor Ben Smith, I mean, he took charge of everything with Councilman Dandoy, with the public safety in charge of directing the fire company, and Councilman Walters and Councilman Smith and Councilman Bonas for all their support on behalf of the city of Butler. You know, it's not easy being me, Tracy. You know, I can't tell you enough. It was just heartwarming.
Well, tell us about that morning for you. Were you at your business yet?
My cousin was working over at Canella's, and she says, there's a building on fire next to yours. And I said, what building? She says, you know, Sir Speedy. I said, really? This was, I think it was about a quarter after eight, and I was doing one of the interviews, I believe on channel, you know,
on a TV channel,
11
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, I was speeding up Route 8, and then I said the word carefully, of course.
I did hear about that.
I had a backtrack on my words.
I was supposed to ask you about your speeding issue, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about
it. Allegedly, right.
It was just allegedly, carefully speeding. And I got here just in time, and I came up through the back door. The water was just rolling down the alley. I mean, they were pumping somebody said millions of gallons of water. I mean, it was like a river in the back alley. And I got into the store, I could smell the smoke right away, which I exited through the front, make sure, the first thing was make sure everybody was safe and nobody was in the building. Luckily, nobody was here, so that worked out fine. And then the rest is history. And then I walked across the street, and I thought they had everything pretty well contained. And then all of a sudden, I saw this big plume of fire and smoke busting through the front of the building. Check it out on the Miller Shoes Store face page. I posted a video, and it was just unbelievable.
It's interesting. I talked to Chief Sotala the other day, and it's just incredible in what they do and how they fight those fires. And I can't imagine being in your shoes, being a business owner, and wondering, did you wonder how far is this going to go?
Yeah, when I saw the second wave of flames coming out of the front of the building, I said, oh, there's no way my building's going to sustain this, you know. But like you say, the brave men and firemen, they managed to contain that fire and brought it down. Now, Mayor Smith's property, on the other hand, I just saw the water pouring off his building. So I'm sure he has some real problems over there. But like I say, we're working with the insurance people, and we're getting everything hopefully cleaned up here and back to normal.
And talk about the community again, if you don't mind, because of what I saw in a couple of posts, there were quite a few people that came out. And when I talked to Chief Sotala, he was mentioning how the community came out and surrounded, if you will, figuratively, and supported those that were working hard.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Day.
I'm reading the comments on our Facebook pages. I mean, it's people from all over the country, from Florida to California. I mean, I've gotten calls, I've gotten comments, I've gotten prayers, my favorite is my favorite, the Sisters of St. Francis. They started in the Venus for me. I said, well, that certainly won't hurt, sister. I really appreciate that. Father Kevin from St. Paul's Church was over offering moral support. Of course, my mother, my dad, my mother Madeline, my dad Jim, my brothers Tony, Johnny, and of course all my daughter Sarah, my wife Cheryl, and my niece Anna. I mean, we were all together. It was great. We had a big Sunday brunch, and kind of everything calmed down, and that was very relaxing.
Yeah, and you need that support. How about your fellow business owners? Have you been in contact with them, Sir Speedy and Edward Jones, and of course Ben?
No, I saw Bill standing in the back parking lot yesterday from Sir Speedy, and I just waved at him. I mean, there was firemen, there's electric. Right now, I'm just looking out the back window at the shoe store. We have West Penn's here with a couple of electric trucks. I assume they're knocking something down. Yeah, I'm just looking here.
Mm-hmm.
They're working.
Right.
And then I heard from the city engineer this morning, Joe Gray. I don't know where they're going with the buildings yet. I really haven't heard, but things are really moving here.
So even if, and again, I have to stress, even if the buildings are to be torn down, we don't have any word on that. I'm just saying, even if your building wouldn't be affected, right? Because you're separate.
When they start knocking walls down, you never know what's the hidden feature behind all this.
Okay.
Well, one thing, these buildings were, they're built. There's about a 3-foot brick firewall on the other side of my one building. And I don't know how many
protection,
bricks are located
yeah.
between the reclamation and our bill.
Gotcha.
So,
you're still waiting to hear.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's a whole support staff here, like I say, with different inspectors and running up and down the main street. But, please, if somebody needs something, it's going to be a while. But I'm hoping to get back. I mean, like I said, 128 years. That's a long time in one location and one business. The COVID was bad enough for us, let alone put a major fire on top of this, and especially January and February. Well, it's probably a good time to have it because, with the cold weather, they are slower months as far as our elderly coming to visit us, and we do a big elderly business, and it's just wonderful. Like I said, the people that have been calling me and just, you know, sending acknowledgments, and it's just great, great to be here.
Then what can we do for you as a community? I know if you're not open, well, then we can't buy your shoes right now, but I mean, what can we do?
You can when I do reopen.
Right, right.
I remember in 1980, we opened up and we had to get we had two city policemen here letting so many people in at a time. That certainly would be great again.
Right.
It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They went around the block. You know, those are good times. And now still good times. I really enjoy the people, or I wouldn't be here. And, you know, like I say, I really miss, you know, being out in the public with the corona, because, of course, coming up, I would have been defending my 3-time celebrity Golden Fork. Yes, I you know, Tracy, it's not easy, you know.
Right.
I had a spectacular dish. I don't want to let that out right now, but I'm sure we're going to do something. Hopefully things maybe can get better in the fall, or hopefully we'll be back next year.
Well, and that's why I'm glad that you're talking with me today, Jimmy, just because it has been tough for all of us. And then to have this on top of your plate, unexpected, and just makes the beginning of the year quite hard. So,
well, and I'll certainly keep you with updates. You know, I love to talk on the radio and let all the people know what's going on here.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. Oh, and I do want to say hello to Dave Malarkey. I do miss Dave's voice. I could hear him say, Jimmy, what happened? You know.
Right, right, right. And I always joke, I can't go as low as he does, you know.
I know. I wish I could.
Welcome back to the program. I can't ever do that. I know.
You're live. It's your turn. Thank you, Dave. Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
We love him. We'll pass that along to him.
Oh, maybe he'll be listening if he hears Jimmy Chiprian was on the air.
That's all it takes, right? Jimmy's on the air.
Absolutely.
That's what we do. All right, Jimmy.
You have to be happy in the times like this, or you know what, it's probably just worth the everything, you know, just to know people still like to hear from us.
Yeah, and it is good for us to hear you and that you're doing okay. We're not in your shoes, but we can support you, and we will continue to do that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And like I say, the city, they're helping as much as we can, and everything seems to be going smooth at this time. It's a new minute. Like I say, something's happening every minute. So happy to be here.
Jimmy, thank you so much for your time. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.